From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Zing in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pip met Zing on the meadow bench on a bright, quick morning when the dew was still flashing little rainbows in the grass. Zing was a small electric blue dragonfly, darting and hovering, her wings catching the light. When she spoke, every so often a word would flick and her wings would flash brighter, as if a tiny spark had jumped. She'd say something ordinary, and then suddenly a word would turn sideways and mean two things at once, and her whole body would zing with delight.
"You light up when a word does a trick," Pip observed.
Zing hovered, grinning. "Can't help it," she said, quick and bright. "When a word means two things at once, I spark. My name is Zing. I keep the wordplay, the clever line, the pun, the word that flips." Her wings flashed. "Watch, I'm all out of patience."
"And out of patience too," said the tired old nurse.
"Same sound, two meanings, Zing." Her wings blazed for a heartbeat.
Pip laughed, delighted. "Show me how it works in a song," he said. Zing darted in a little loop.
"A good lyric can hide a trick in plain sight," she said. "A word that means one thing on the surface and another underneath. A rhyme so surprising it makes you grin. A phrase that flips." She sang a quick line. "You stole my heart, so now I'm pressing charges. And you feel it, right? Stole is a crime and a love word. The line means both at once." Her wings sparked. The listener's ear catches it a beat late, and then zing, the little jolt of the light when they get it. Pip felt the spark himself, that small, bright pleasure of catching a clever turn. It was a different magic from rhyme or rhythm. It was the surprise of a word doing two jobs at once, the wink between the writer and the listener.
Pip asked Zing to join his songwriting circle. "I teach kids to write songs," he said, "and their lines are clear but never surprising. No wink, no trick, no little jolt. I think you could teach them to spark."
Zing zipped a happy circle.
"Oh, I'd love that," she said, all flashing wings. "I'll teach them to make words flip."
So Zing joined Pip's meadow circle, and the lyrics there began to spark with clever turns.
When Pip teaches wordplay, Zing leads, darting bright. "Find a word that could mean two things," she tells the students, "or a phrase the listener thinks they know, then flip it, or a rhyme so unexpected it makes them laugh." She has them play with puns and double meanings until a line zings. But then Zing teaches the lesson she guards most carefully. A student had crammed a song full of puns that were clever but meant nothing, wordplay just to show off. Zing hovered, and for once her wings didn't spark. "Clever, yes," she said gently, "but does it mean anything? A trick with no heart is just a trick." The student rewrote it, finding one clever flip that also said something true about missing a friend. And this time, when the line landed, Zing's wings blazed, clever and true at once. "That's the Zing," she said. "Wordplay that also means it. Cleverness in service of something real. Clever for clever's sake falls flat, but clever and true, that sparks for years."
After the lesson, Zing settled on a grass blade beside Pip, her wings finally still, glinting softly in the late light. For a long time, Zing had worried that her love of tricks made her shallow, a show-off, all flash and no feeling. She'd seen creatures roll their eyes at puns and wondered if her sparks were just silly, a clever surface with nothing underneath. But resting in the warm glow of the meadow, Zing understood her gift more kindly. The spark wasn't shallow, not when it carried something true. A clever line that also meant something didn't show off. It gave the listener a gift, a little jolt of delight and a true feeling, both in the same breath. The trick was the wrapping. The truth was what was inside. And helping a young writer find a turn of phrase that sparked and mattered, that was a quick, bright, generous joy. A warm gladness flickered through her, steady now,
not flashy. Her cleverness wasn't a way to hide. When she did it right, it was a way to make someone feel more. And her wings gave one soft, contented glimmer in the dusk.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Zing. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.